Its first defence was its armoured hips.
One of the interesting things about Gastonia is it does have a big solid plate over its hips. This makes sense when you think about the fact that that would probably be maybe one of the more vulnerable areas of Gastonia. They didn't have a lot of neck mobility, so they're probably not able to wheel around and see the hips as well. So that probably helps serve as added protection for the easiest part of the animal for a predator to potentially get to.
It was a well-defended dinosaur, but this living tank also had something designed for offense: huge spines.
This is a spine from the shoulder region that would have stuck out laterally. Now, like the other armor we see in these animals, it's covered with numerous small grooves that house blood vessels. These blood vessels, in turn, would have helped grow the keratinaceous sheath that would have covered the spine, and in turn would also covered all the low armor, the bone, over the whole body of the animal.
His back is covered in pieces of body armor. He's got huge spikes that jut out of his back. He's tough to get near, but his most effective weapon was his tail. All the way down the length on both sides of the tail were sharp pieces of bone that acted like blades.
Its tail was a lethal weapon. Jutting out of the side of it were large triangular-shaped razors, and Gastonia wielded it like a medieval mace. Paleontologists believe that it had a pivoting motion.
Well, as Gastonia would pivot around and move its body, keep that hind end toward any predatory dinosaur, it would be slashing this tail back and forth. Of course, we have these large triangular plates running down the tail that, if they came together, would be able to slice something. I tend to liken the tail of a Gastonia to a big chainsaw blade on a handle slashing back and forth at you. You wouldn't want to grab it.
And if a chainsaw tail, body armor, and back spines were not enough, it had one more adaptation unknown to modern science until the discovery of Gastonia: a set of bone-slicing shears.